Well, Michael McCormack is the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister for Transport. I spoke with him a short time ago. Deputy Prime Minister, speeding is still a big cause of road trauma. Do you think all new cars should have speed monitors?
Well, of course, we do sign off on design features that come into cars being brought into the country. And, of course, trucks do have governors placed in them, but of course, it's one of those features which does get put into cars, and as cars get better, more features come online. Something that many new cars have, of course, are bippers that go off when you do go over the limit.
And but that not is a all good of thing, them. But do you think the government should mandate some of these safety features, for example?
Well, what we don't want to do is get into a nanny state situation where, of course, then every speed little black box gets downloaded by state authorities and then fines issued. We need to be sensible about these things, but of course, people just need to stick to the limits. People need to follow the road rules. People need to ensure that they drive to the conditions, and that is so important. And most cars these days have a feature whereby if you do go over the limit, there does come a flash or a beep that indicates that you are going too fast, and that's not such a bad thing.
There's a big international road safety conference next month, and there's a draft declaration asking countries to commit to reducing speed limits on suburban streets to 30 kilometres per hour. Would you support a 30k limit?
I don't want people having to drive to 30 kilometres an hour in many of these rural and regional towns. It would be just going to a crawl. I mean, 30 kilometres an hour, I mean, most people would argue you might as well walk. We don't want it to get into a nanny state situation where we have 30 kilometre an hour limits. I mean, 40 kilometres an hour in some of the main streets in some towns would be probably acceptable by most people. I mean, if you drive any faster, you're probably going way too fast anyway. But we've agreed, state ministers have agreed at the ministers' conference that 50 kilometres an hour is an acceptable limit. 50 or 60 kilometres an hour is in force throughout Australia, but 30 kilometres an hour is way too slow, and I won't be signing Australia up to that.
There is going to be a new road safety target of reaching zero deaths by 2050. Now, given that Australia hasn't managed to meet the current target, which is reducing road deaths by 30% by 2020, do you think setting a new target of zero deaths by 2050, I mean, is that even possible?
Well, vision, but that Vision Zero is, of course, something that's been on the books and been talked about for a long, long time. Australia's always had that in mind. Of course, we want to have no deaths on our roads. And, of course, it's a dream, it's a vision, it's a hope. I mean, we'd like to think that there would be no deaths on our roads. I mean, you have to have some sort of any road death on is one too many. So, of course, you have to have a vision towards that. And as cars get better and as our roads get better through our $100 billion infrastructure package we're rolling out across the nation, we're trying to get to that zero target. But of course, there are more and more people on the roads. Mm-hmm. And even though roads are better, even though we've got random breath testing, and even though we've got more law enforcement, of course, we've got more people on the roads. And we want those people to follow the rules. We want those people to wear seatbelts, not to drink and drive, to drive to the conditions and not to be distracted. Of course, one of the big things that is happening in recent years is that people are texting, people are updating their social media statuses whilst they're driving or whilst they're even sitting at the lights. But to touch your phone whilst you're behind the wheel of a car and the engine is going, that's an offence, and so it should be.
On another topic, you've said that you absolutely agreed that further action is needed to tackle climate change, but the Prime Minister's made it crystal clear that there's going to be no change in policy. So who's right, you or the PM?
Well, I was asked, does Australia need to do more about climate change? And I answered, yes, of course we do, absolutely. And everybody needs to play their part in making sure that we try to reduce emissions as much as possible, but within practical reasons, within reasonable practical measures. I mean, what we don't want to do is take away our coal industry such that we shut down an industry which provides 54,000 jobs, $62 billion of exports, and two-thirds, or almost thereof, of our power needs. What we need to do is practical measures, and that's why I'm glad we've rolled out measures and funding by which each electorate can choose their practical environmental pursuits to push better pollution ideals and outcomes, better waterways and improved soil, that sort of thing. That's a practical way we can reduce emissions. That's a practical way we can do really good things to help our local environment. Mm-hmm. And I think those measures are important. What we don't want to do is put in place measures which are going to make it impossible for people to spend money on electricity to air condition their homes or heat them in winter.
And that's the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister for Transport, Michael McCormack, speaking to me earlier.